This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russia's defense ministry says Moscow tests fired anti-ship missiles in the Sea of Japan. The ministry said Tuesday that two boats launched a simulated missile attack on a mock enemy warship about 100 kilometers away. The ministry said the target was successfully hit by two Moskut cruise missiles. The Moskut, whose NATO reporting name is the SSN-22 Sunburn, is a supersonic anti-ship cruise missile that has conventional and nuclear warhead capacity. Ukraine's President Zelensky met Monday with UN Atomic Energy Chief Rafael Grossi in Ukraine. AP correspondent Rita Foley reporting.
The two discussed the precarious situation at the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant in southeastern Ukraine. The UN Atomic Energy Chief told Ukraine's president, "It isn't getting any better." Zaporizhia is Europe's biggest nuclear power plant, but it's had to switch to emergency generators on several occasions as Russia's war in Ukraine drags on. Russia holds the plant, having taken it over last year. Grossi stressed in his talk with President Zelensky that the situation at the plant remains tense because of the militarization of the area around it and a recent blackout at the plant. And it wasn't the first time that's happened. I'm Rita Foley.
AP correspondent Sam Metz is reporting that the U.S. State of Utah lawmakers and those around the country might be eyeing economic benefit for their communities by partnering with China.
Found is that state and local lawmakers are very attuned to economic development concerns. What lawmakers have told us is that they want to have ties with China because China is an economic juggernaut and its role on the world stage.